Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how helpless does a coach feel when you're at home sick, stuck watching a game on TV?
Yeah, it's different. That's for sure, Schultz. You have never missed a game, and you're sitting there watching the game, and there's not a lot of control. That's for sure, because again, you're not dealing with line changes. You're not talking to guys coming. Coming off the ice and things like that. So it's a different, it's definitely different, Schultz.
Did you see anything on TV that you maybe wouldn't see while you're sitting on a bench?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you see things, and there's different, there's different angles, and there's different camera angles, and, the corners and things like that. You definitely can see on TV where, there's some blind spots on the bench, and sometimes, too, on the bench, everything is so fast. But, again, there's things you see probably on the bench that you don't see on TV and vice versa.
What's the biggest contributing factor to those losses in your mind last week?
We talked about it as a team. I just didn't think we had the attack. We didn't have the attack mindset. When you're talking an attack mindset, it's a lot of different things, Schultz. We always think attack on the forecheck, on the rush and things like that. But when I say attack, it's just doing things a lot faster, playing a lot faster, doing things quicker from, transitionally, on the forecheck, defending. I just thought we overpassed. I thought we played slow. I thought, I just didn't think there was just any attack to our game. And if there's no attack to your game, you're a lot easier to play against. And that's probably the biggest thing right there.
Every team and every player responds to adversity differently. What do you like about how this team responds to it?
Well, again, we've done a pretty good job, but I don't like that. I don't like the tests. We got to make sure, we get some consistent play, and that's the thing that we've been, trying to, zero in on the whole year so far. And let's just try to get a consistent effort and a consistent mindset, and that's probably the biggest thing. But, our practices are always pretty darn good. We've had a pretty good week of practice, Schultz, so we'll see what happens this weekend.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to Tech, coach. They're top 10 in the pairwise, but yet they're 1-5 in overtime. Boy, if they get a regulation goal in even half of those overtime games, they could be a top 5 pairwise team. You were pretty high on them in the preseason coaches poll. What did you see out of them? What did you think about them that's played out as the season's progressed?
Well, I picked them number one, and in the coaches poll, just because, again, I knew what they had coming back. I knew what kind of team they were, and they're responding. They're showing what kind of team they are. I think they have 3 regulation losses, which is like second or third in the country. So they're doing a lot of good things. They're experienced. They've got good speed. They got good structure to their game. They're good on special teams. Pietl has played well in net. So they just got a lot of things going for them right now.
In which areas of the game do they cause you the most concern this weekend?
Well, again, at home, they're a team that's very good at home. They just got really good speed, really good pace to their game, and that's all 4 lines.
These are 2 of the better special teams in the country. How do your strengths on the power play match up against their strengths on the PK and vice versa?
Who knows? I mean, that'll all play out this weekend, Schultz. It's just hard to really it's just hard to simulate how it's going to be both ways. And they've got really good structure.